This it goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Deborah, Debra, Wheeler, Wheeler, date of birth 9/1/1951. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Wheeler with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, mild hyponatremia, and anemia. She was seen in consultation on October 28th of 2025, and she had been doing monthly lab studies for us, which have remained stable and actually have improved slightly. She also had a renal artery Doppler study. That was done 11/26/25. And that revealed no evidence of either left or right renal artery stenosis, but there was evidence of medical renal disease bilaterally. She does not check her blood pressure at home. She's not sure if the machine is working, but I did advise her we need to have her check it at least once daily, since blood pressure has been fairly high in our office when she's been seen. She does take several medications that contribute to her chronic edema of the lower extremities. Gabapentin, 800 milligram four times a day, would be the worst, but she's unable to taper off that due to the severe neuropathy, she tells me. Also, the amlodipine can cause edema. It's 5 milligram daily. Now, those two are the biggest culprits, but both very necessary currently. She also was started on some sodium chloride tablets, 1,000 milligram daily. She's been taking that for the hyponatremia without really limiting fluid intake very much, and the salt tablets are making her very nauseous when she takes them, so she's hoping she doesn't have to continue those. No hospitalizations or procedures since her initial visit with us on October 28th. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She's got chronic dyspnea on exertion. None at rest. No orthopnea or PND. Chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. No current ulcerations or lesions on her legs or feet. Medications, the Norvasc is 5 milligram daily. Lasix is 20 milligram daily. Previously stated, gabapentin is 800 milligram four times a day. She takes glipizide, Novolog regular, 10 units with each meal. Lantus is 20 units twice a day. Synthroid, Claritin, a vitamin, multivitamin. Olmesartan, maximum dose of 40 milligram daily. Prilosec is 20 milligram daily. And potassium chloride is 10 milliequivalent twice a day with the Lasix. And the sodium chloride tabs were 1,000 milligram daily. Physical exam. Weight is 212 pounds. That's a 6-pound decrease over the last 3 months. Pulse is 78. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 150/80. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. And somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen is obese and slightly firm at the base, non-tender, but it is very difficult to palpate anything due to the extreme enlargement and firmness of her abdomen. Extremities, the right lower extremity, 3-plus edema from knees to toes. That's actually in the left lower extremity, 2 to 3-plus edema. knees to toes, and dark red coloring without open sores or ulcerations are noted. No ulcerations or sores are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/19/2025, and creatinine is 1.19. Estimated GFR is 48. Calcium is 9.8. Sodium is 131. Previous level was 130. Potassium 4.7. Carbon dioxide 26. Albumin 4.1. Phosphorus 3.6. Hemoglobin is 10.2. Previous level was 9.6. Actually 10.0. And the one before that is 9.6. So that's slowly improving. Platelets are normal, and white count also normal. We also did immunoglobulin testing, and the that revealed chronic kidney disease elevation of the kappa chains without any monoclonal protein noted. Ferritin was low at 12. Iron, 79. Iron saturation is 25%. Her vitamin B12 level measured greater than 1,000. Immunofixation showed no monoclonal protein. Retic count was also normal. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. 2, hypertension, not currently at goal. We are going to ask her to increase the amlodipine 5 milligram to 7.5 milligram. So they are going to cut the, or use a pill cutter and cut the 5 milligram tabs in half, take a 1.5 a day for the next week. Then they will call us in a week to make sure those are breaking properly without crumbling. And I've asked her to try to check blood pressure once a day and let us know what those levels are within 1 week. Then we can order the new quantity of amlodipine if she's not having excessive swelling of the extremities and if the blood pressure is better. And 2, mild hyponatremia, currently stable. She has been limiting fluid intake to 56 to 64 ounces per day. She will continue to do so. We are going to stop the sodium chloride tab and have her just limit her sodium intake to 2,000 milligram in 24 hours. That will do is in the fluid, that and the fluid restriction should control the sodium levels better than using the sodium chloride tab that's making her sick to her stomach. And we will monitor those sodium levels with our labs. And 3, anemia, which is slowly and gradually improving. And the patient will continue to monitor labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.